Why didn't you text me?
I don't know. I just figured that you would jump on eventually. You do know that every time you're like, the Zoom link's in the meeting, it's literally not in the calendar invite. And I have to go all the way back to like February to just not annoy you for asking for the code.
What a good friend you are.
I know. How much I've changed.
I could fix that.
What, that I'm a good friend?
Kim, you're a great friend.
What? There was something I really was going to talk about. Now I forgot. Oh, I have a question. Are you? Okay. When you're getting toilet paper off of the roll, are you a folder, a wrap around the hand, or a crinkle?
Have we never talked about this before?
I don't think so.
We talked about which way the toilet paper roll is supposed to hang.
Yeah. Right? You know what's really weird was that I was literally sitting on the toilet the other day and I went, what a good question to have step on the podcast. Like, what?
All right. Great question, Kim.
You're welcome.
This is why I asked you to be on the podcast regularly.
Because I can think of things on the fly.
So it's okay. We're going to go back.
Okay.
We're going to go back to middle school. When I was first presented with this question.
Why were you presented with this question? Who asked you? Your teachers? I think you should sue.
No. A friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a group of us talking, and maybe this happened in high school. And one of them turned and said, what is wrong with all of you? You need to crinkle because you have more surface area. And every time I wipe my ass, I think about that question.
Wait, exactly. I don't think his logic makes sense. So I'm a crinkler, which I know is like on the.
I hear that's a bad thing.
I hear that nobody else is a crinkler, which word is why I like never tell anyone that I'm a crinkler when this question comes up in daily conversation.
All the time. Yeah.
But I feel like there's pros and cons to being a crinkler.
Let's break it down.
Pro, easy.
Swoosh. Bada bing, bada boom.
You don't need a lot to make a good crinkle. And there's ridges. There's no ridges in any in this.
Everyone discounts the ridges.
I've never heard anybody talk about the ridges before, but there are ridges in a crinkle.
You're right.
The other one is too, I feel like it's too smooth.
You're right.
You know,
I think I do a mixture of the rollover and crinkle. Like I roll over, but then I do a little crinkle.
Okay. That makes sense. Like it's still organized, but you're like,
yeah, because more surface area.
I think that this conversation happened not very long ago at a party I was at. And everybody was like, yo, crinklers are psychos. So I was quiet and I sat in a corner. But like, do you think my mom literally said to me, grab the toilet paper and crinkle it? Or I was just a bore, like I was a lazy, lazy kid. And I was like, I'm not going to fucking fold this. Like when I get to a point where I'm teaching my child how to wipe their own ass.
Yeah.
Am I going to tell them fold it? Or wrap it,
a great
or
question.
Lazy crinkle. Do I look it up on the internet? What's the most hygienic way to wipe your butt? Can somebody just tell me how to? Using plenty of crumpled or folded tissue. So, okay.
Science.
Wow. Wow. Three things in a row said that it's okay.
Okay.
Invest in a bidet. I do have a bidet. Shane has not set it up yet. I'm a little annoyed. It's what? From Amazon. It goes under the toilet.
Did you get the bidet when there was like a toilet paper shortage? Were you one of those people?
No. Honestly, I'm almost positive that I got it after the crinkled toilet conversation at the party because I felt sad for myself. That I was like, am I disgusting that I crinkle? And I was like, fuck it, I'm getting a fucking bidet. It's not been set up because Shane exploded the toilet the last time he tried to set it up. So
I'm glad he's handy. Are there any other things that you were told or that you do that You don't know if it's real?
I know something that I was taught to do is not right.
Yeah.
And I did it for years.
I can't wait.
I poured the milk in before the cereal.
You are the devil.
I don't do it anymore because why the fuck would I do that? But I was legit taught to do that by my maja. And I did it for years.
Did you know how much milk to put in, like, for depending on the cereal? Or did you just,
it was like a general thing of milk. And then I would pour in the cereal. And then if I had leftover milk, I would just pour in more cereal. Which is why I don't eat cereal, because I overeat cereal.
Yeah, I never grew up eating cereal, but I also didn't like milk. I would have to be the first one to drink out of the milk carton. And then once it was open, I was never touching it again.
Why?
I was convinced that it smelt and tastes different after you open the gallon.
You're a psycho.
And it literally made me gag. Like, I can throw up just thinking about it. It made me gag. Like, it smelled like it was spoiled well before it was spoiled. Or maybe I just have a really good nose, Kim.
I don't think so.
So once when I was in high school, I was in 9th grade and I used to make out with this boy. And one day I was at his house. And he proceeded to tell me that I shouldn't wear a bra to bed. It'll increase my risk of having breast cancer.
What? And you believed him? Do you not wear a bra to bed?
Never.
I don't wear a bra to bed because I think it was my mother told me that my boobs would sag.
How?
I have no idea.
What is the science behind that?
I don't know.
Not but that I know the science behind wearing a bra to bed to get breast cancer.
But I hate, because I had such big boobs, I hated not wearing a bra to bed. So I used to wear a cami to bed every night so that I had some sort of support, but I wasn't really wearing bra.
Now I'm convinced that's why my boobs are to the floor, is because any chance I had to take off my bra, it was off because I was so scared to get breast cancer.
Wow. That is so crazy. And think about how dumb we were to listen to boys in high school. Like, what the fuck did they know?
I don't think that there was anything else that a male told me that I believed and I shouldn't have.
I love you. You're the only one I'm seeing right now.
No, I totally am not talking to her. Who? I've never.
That dress looks so good on you.
You look so skinny today. Do you always look this beautiful when you wake up?
Right? Oh, you're so cute when you eat.
What double chin?
You're the only person I'm talking to right now. Oh, okay. We're on the path to potentially being in a relationship, but not now.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, we're on the same page. All right. So there's been a few.
I've definitely believed a few of those. So Shane's not working nights anymore as of now. So we have a really fun routine that we do, which sounds so stupid. Have you ever watched Harry Potter?
No.
Okay. So I won't judge you.
Okay. Judge away. I'm happy to be judged.
So now every night so all the Harry Potter movies now are on HBO. So now every night we watch part of the Harry Potter movie until we fall asleep. And we do the New York Times crossword puzzle in bed. Are we fucking 80 years old?
I'm gonna throw up.
That's cute. I'm sorry, though, right?
You do the New York Times crossword puzzle. Have you ever finished one before?
Yeah, we finish it. Well, okay. So the way that the New York Times crossword puzzles goes is Mondays is the easiest, and then it gets progressively harder throughout the week. We only ever finish Monday, potentially Tuesdays, and then we don't even try for the rest of the week because we're dumb and it's so fucking hard. And half the times I don't even know the words in the clues where I'm like, what does this mean?
So I guess my follow-up question is, does someone pick up a copy of the New York Times, or do you do this online?
Oh, no, we do it online. Pay for it online.
I think it would be very Carrie Bradshaw of you if
we actually got
the New York Times and sat in bed and did it. Yeah, but then I would like that more. So if you can start doing that, that would
you have to wash your hands. Do you? Wow, you just brought back a memory.
Ooh.
I remember in grade school, probably.
I'm sorry, like what? In
third
what?
Grade. I don't know. What is it
Why called? Why do you call it grade school?
Because I went to school from kindergarten to eighth grade. There was nothing. There wasn't middle school. There wasn't elementary school.
You
it was
always called a grade school?
I think so. Or I just called it school. Weird. Because I didn't have middle school or elementary school. I only knew you guys were in middle school because I had friends that weren't in my school. Otherwise, I wouldn't know when middle school starts. Anyway, third grade. Proceed. Is that middle school?
No, that's elementary school.
Okay. So probably third grade. No, that seems young. Maybe like fifth grade.
Okay.
They tried to teach us the stock market. And we used to have to go and pick up the paper, which AKA is like your parents have to go pick up the paper for you every morning so that we could see where our stocks were and then go to school and input it into a computer. And I remember that our teachers always used to tell us after we did the
touch the newspaper,
we had to go wash our hands. You just unlocked a memory for me. Thank you.
I loved a newspaper. I loved the feeling like you keep doing this with your hands. Like I love that.
That makes me want to vomit.
I loved reading the comics every Sunday morning.
Same. Newsday and comics.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad got Newsday every Sunday and playing like Lotto from the newspaper and the jumble. I don't remember what it was called, but it turned into like jumble where it was like a bunch of words.
And you had to make it a sentence?
Wait, it was like a bunch of letters and then there were like sentences, but.
Oh, circles. and then there were certain ones that were circled like circle a different color and it made a word.
Yes.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I feel like I had something else to tell you. What did we talk about the other day? Fuck.
We talked a lot this past week.
I know. I'm trying to think what we were talking about. Anyway, so I like went on, I guess it was Instagram, after my like cancer thing, which probably wasn't like the best day to do it. But anyway, I saw it on Instagram and it was this girl from America's Got Talent who has like a 2% chance of living. She has like terminal, like lung cancer and everything. Yeah. And she was like, they were like, how are you doing? And she was like, I'm good. And then they asked her what was going on. And she like told them and she was like, but I'm good. And then said that she had a 2% chance of living. And they were like, so you're not good. And she said, well, I want to be more than the bad things that happened to me. And then she sang her song that she wrote. It's called It's Okay. I was on the train
crying
with my mask on
properly,
hysterically crying. And I was like, how creepy must it look now? Because you can't even see my mouth. So I was like, oh good. I could open mouth sob because nobody will see me. Mm-hmm. But
think about the noises you were making with
crying,
your mouth.
As crying, you were crying, I know. I was like, oh my God, please stop. So awkward.
Oh.
Yeah. It was so sad.
Is she still alive? Was it like an old video?
No, it like just happened. She like just got the golden ticket to go to.
Oh.
So happy for her. What the heck did I have to tell you? This is going to drive me
nuts. All right. So we talked this week because you were parked in front of my house.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. We talked this week because I told you to get that thing for your carpet to get the dog's hair up. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to finish doing it now.
There was like another time. I remember I was cooking and you were cooking.
I don't remember. Ooh.
I'm going to make you carry around a journal.
I know. Wait, can we play the Got It game?
The what?
The Got It game.
Explain the game.
So how have you never seen this on TikTok? By the way, kudos to our one comment that I started a fight with. I can't wait till they respond, which they won't because they don't care because nobody cares. Anyway.
Except for us.
Except for us.
Yeah.
So the Got It game is something I don't know. I found it on TikTok and we both think of a word.
Yeah.
And then you have to like figure out how they're.
But we don't know each other's words.
Right. So we'll be like 1, 2, 3. And then we both say a word and then we have to think about it and be like, okay, how can we like pick the same word? How do they intertwine?
Right. So the goal is not to pick the word that you originally thought of. It's to pick a word that we both.
So like, let's say like you say ocean and I say
marine life
or towel.
Okay. This is going to be long.
Then we would both say beach. Like the hope would be the next word would be beach.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to think of a word.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Do you have a word?
Yeah.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Fridge.
Closet.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. Door. Ah, that was so easy.
Wait, that was so weird.
Are we twins?
Maybe. Okay, let's try one
more time. Babe. Do you see her little nose? Okay.
Okay, ready?
No, wait, hold on. Now I'm under pressure. Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Light bulb.
Yellow.
Am I like behind you or?
Okay. I don't know, but I said.
Yellow. I said light bulb. Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Sun.
Wait.
Are you
delayed and you're just reading my list?
No. I think we're both delayed, but I literally did not change my word. I swear to God, I was going to say sun.
In a second. Can we enter into some kind of competition?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's try one more. Let's like push the limits. I'm a little nervous. Okay. Got it.
1, 2, 3. Pillow.
Owl. Oh, fuck.
Pillow. Owl.
Owl.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Nighttime.
I was going to say nighttime, but I was like too long. So I said
Kim,
night.
You are totally reading my lips.
I swear on my life. You want me to type it out first before I do?
No, we can't cover our eyes because we could still see the screen, can we?
No. Okay. I can't see you. All right.
Okay.
Wait. I have to think. Okay.
Wait, I need to think too. Okay.
Okay.
One, we're covering our eyes for those.
My eyes are closed.
So we can't see each other's mouths. Okay. One, two, three.
Bird. Mask.
You said mask?
And you said bird?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
All right, I say we don't enter into some kind of contest. Okay, mask and bird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, okay. I think this
Let me decide on the word because my brain's like, okay, mask and bird. Okay, I think I have something. And if we get this, I'm going to die.
Same. But I know we won't because I'm dumb.
Okay.
Wait. I want to make sure. Okay. I have two things that I'm thinking of. And if you of the second one that I'm thinking of, I will drop dead.
Wait, hold on. Let me just like get the facts straight in my head. Okay.
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 I'm scared.
I'm so scared. Okay. Ready?
I feel dumb saying either one of mine, but it's fine. Okay. I'm nervous. I don't know.
One, two, three. China.
Hummingbird. What'd you say?
China.
China?
Didn't the swine flu start in China? And so did COVID, which is why we're wearing masks.
I was going to say raccoon. That's where my brain was. So we were off by a lot. I'm done.
Okay. You said hummingbird and I said China.
I don't even know why I said hummingbird. I thought of like Spencer Pratt for some reason. And I was like, this makes sense in my head. Let's do one more.
We need to redeem ourselves. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Vase. Butter. What did you say?
Vase. Okay.
Vase. Hold on. I'm not ready. Peanut butter. Vase.
I think you're thinking too much into it now. The last ones were like, You do it. Don't think about it.
I don't know what to say. Okay, got it. One.
One, two, three. Land. Trees. Oh, that was close.
Okay.
Okay.
Because like.
Plant, peanuts.
Peanut is a tree nut. You put flowers on a from a tree.
In a vase. In a vase.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what did you say? I said plant.
Okay.
Like, don't peanuts grow from
plant and tree?
Yeah. Oh, we have to do it again?
Yeah, until we get the right word, right? Plant and tree. One, two, three.
Forest. What did you say?
Garden.
I said forest.
We're getting worse and worse. We should
have. Yeah, this is like embarrassing. Can you, when you edit this, can you edit it backwards so we look like we got better?
Yeah. Those first few though.
Yo, that was pretty impressive.
We might have to switch it up, and instead of doing like our sign off and our
we just got it. Agree. Full agree. Wow. Wait, fuck. I literally, as we started playing this game, I was like, ooh, I remember what we have to talk about. And now I forgot. Hold on. Selfie started reminding me.
Got it. TikTok. What are you looking at, mama?
Ugh.
I don't know, but think of it quick because the dog's begging to go O-U-T-S-I-D-E.
I honestly don't remember.
I don't know, man.
I don't remember either, but if I do, I'll ping you and then we can.
All right, Kim, what are you into this week?
That I have Friday off.
Where are you guys going?
Outer Banks, but we're not leaving till Saturday.
You're coming down here?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in the Outer Banks. Are you close there?
I'm like 4 hours from there.
Oh, that's fucking far.
Okay. If you don't want to invite me, just don't fucking invite me. I don't have a bathing suit to wear.
You can come. It's Shane's cousins.
Are they cute?
They're all married.
I'm really busy.
I'm just kidding. Should we set her up with Patrick?
Are you flying or are you driving?
We're flying. We're flying to Virginia. The rest of them are driving because we're not taking the full time off. So
we're going to drive from Virginia to the Outer Banks.
So we're going to
watch the show Outer Banks.
Yes.
So good, right?
So good. So we're flying in. So we fly out Saturday and then we come back Wednesday. Should I set her up with Patrick? No.
No.
What's wrong with Patrick?
Patrick's our single cousin. He's a cat person.
Nope. I am convinced. Yep. Nope. If they have a cat, they are emotionally unstable. Something is. I know, Theo. If they have like a dog and a cat, okay. Like
no, just a cat. Cat if boy.
They just have a cat. Something's.
He lives by. He bought his own house.
Where?
Here, Merrick. Oh. Merrick. Oh. Is he a Merrick?
Belmore.
Well, that's fun. Have fun in the Outer Banks. We'll be in the same state. I'll wave to you.
Yeah, you could wave to me. Yeah. I'll say hello.
Yeah.
All right. What are you into this week?
Kickboxing.
Good.
I am signed up for today. This morning I went. Wednesday morning.
Nice. Friday
morning.
What time?
Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night.
Wow.
No, I'm going crazy.
That's it.
Here's the thing. When I go back to the office, I am going to feel so guilty for being at work all day and then going to the gym.
Because of A.
After the gym, yeah, I come home, I eat, I shower, I go to bed.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go in the morning because she's still sleeping. Bitch doesn't get out of bed until
10 same. O'clock.
Yeah.
Theo literally would never get out of bed if we didn't have to. Like when Shane worked nights, we swapped. So like as I was getting out of bed, he was getting into bed and Theo just fucking slept until he woke up.
Yeah.
Like sometimes he would text me and be like, morning, like just woke up. It was like 2 p.m. I'm like, did you let Theo out? And he's like, no, he just got up. I'm like, bitch didn't go out since last night at 9 o'clock when I went to bed.
Yep.
And he was like, no.
That's Bay too.
Yeah, like he literally will not move. He's so lazy, the laziest dog in all of the land.
Like I went to the gym this morning and I was like, she didn't go late last night, pushed her out of bed to get her to go outside. And she just
I think my my least favorite thing that dogs do is when they rub their butt on the ground.
Does that mean you need to get their anal glands?
No, he probably just like pooped and like.
No, I think it's an anal gland thing.
He never does. He barely does it. When he does it, I like almost let him do it because I'm like, are you okay? What are you licking?
My gosh.
He's so annoying. He's on the thing again because he smells my food, which is all the way up there above my blender. I'm going to go finish eating. Hasta luego.
No, what's your sign offs? Your sign off.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. I don't know. Isn't that a song?
Was it look at me?
I don't know. What is it? Is it, it's been 1 week since you. Yes, yeah. Cool. It's been fun. It's been real, but it's time to.
It's been real. It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
Wow. Yeah. Cheers to friendship.
Why are you getting sentimental?
Cheers to honor. Cheers to honor. Here's to getting honor, keeping honor, and when you can't come in her, come on her.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm not even going to try. There's no beating that. You win.
I like.
Did you just come up with that or did you know that?
No, for it was something in college that like somebody's boyfriend told us once and we thought it was the funniest fucking thing.
That is,
but we could never get it right. So we would be drunk trying to cheers like at the bar and we'd be like, here's to honor. Here's to. Cheers to coming kinder. Woo!
Was that like, the first time you successfully got it out?
Honestly, I think so.
Okay.
And I did it pretty seamlessly. I'm very proud of myself.
I've never been more impressed in my life.
Fucking same. I'm like going to text my friends about it in a second.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Hasta luego.
Hasta la pasta.
Hey, baby.
You want to go potty? Okay. All right. Bye.